A lot of people like Rudolph Giuliani because they remember him as a hero after 9/11, when, as New York's mayor, he calmed the city and the nation. But journalists who covered Giuliani for years pre-9/11 saw a different side, one Vanity Fair writer Michael Wolff says is not so pretty. Michael Wolff joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Well, you write that reporters working in New York when Giuliani was mayor would often encounter what's known as the full Rudy. What is that?
Well, I think I can't be more explicit in the column I wrote, in that I say that Rudy is crazy, actually mad. And I think that's what many of the people, reporters, political pros, not to mention average New Yorkers, encountered. Here was a guy whose behavior was not ruled by any sort of rational explanation, no less a political explanation. He would do anything. And I think the theme is he would do anything to stay at the center of attention.
Well, you know, a lot of people like that. They say that he's forceful, he's a good leader, and you know, New Yorkers reelected him.
They did, and I voted for him once. And arguably, he was, at certain points, a good mayor. The problem is that, or one of the problems, is that he's entirely unpredictable. He's a person who rationality does not govern, and he is running to be the president of the United States.
Give me an example.
Well, virtually all walks of his life, his personal life, not only a catastrophe, listen, many people have catastrophic personal lives, but let's remember he did announce that he was breaking up with his wife in a news conference. Why? Why was that necessary? Two, the way he dealt with the press, which was always to micromanage and to berate and to literally insist that it was his show, always his show.
Well, you mentioned he likes to run his own show. He literally had his own show on a local radio station when he was mayor. And there is this infamous episode where he takes on a ferret owner, the little animal, a ferret. Here is Mayor Giuliani on his radio show shortly after he banned ferrets in the city.
David!
Important issue taken care of where the city is violating state law. And I
asked
you last week if you care about the law.
Yes, I do care about the law. I think you have totally and absolutely misinterpreted the law, because there's something deranged about you.
No, there isn't, sir.
The excessive concern that you have for ferrets is something you should examine with a therapist.
Sir, understand it. Well, first of all,
not with me.
Don't go insulting me again.
I'm not insulting. I'm being an
Michael Wolff of Vanity Fair magazine. What does that exchange say to you about Rudy Giuliani?
I mean, one of the things it says is that his mania can be entertaining. I think you can listen to that and say, you know, it is a ferret owner.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
And this
yeah.
is kind of amusing. I mean, it's interesting to have a politician to speak his mind. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, I think that this is a man who just, in that instance, lost control. And even, it's not really a question of losing control. It's a question he didn't care what anyone thought.
Are you saying he is literally insane, or does he just have a larger-than-life personality and maybe some anger issues?
I think with Rudy, I think the behavior, the political behavior, is so odd, it's so extreme, that you reasonably, since he is running for president of the United States, you reasonably ask the question.
Doesn't everyone have to be just a little touch crazy to run for president? I mean, you know.
I think that that's absolutely true. It's a fair question to ask. What's the nature of a person's temperament? What's the nature of what moves a person who might be president to action? Can we be confident that the person in charge is reasonable, methodical, fair-minded? And I think most people would agree with this. And then to push it and then look at a possible president and say, whoa, you know, there might be real issues here. There might be a temperament, a nature that is beyond his or her own control.
Michael Wolff, his article on Rudy Giuliani is in the June issue of Vanity Fair magazine. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And this note, we talked to the Giuliani campaign this morning. They refused to comment.